Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Stanley,
good.
Frank,
Skippy, the Bush Kangaroo,
Bob,
starts with
when the weather is
traditional.
When we are young, age has no meaning. I never gave it a second thought until one day along came this old man, and this is what he said to me.
I know what it is to be young. You don't know what it is to be old. Someday you'll be saying the same thing. Time ticks away, so the story is told.
I've asked so many questions of the wise men I've met, couldn't find all the answers, no one has as yet. There'll be days to remember, full of laughter and tears. After summer comes winter, and so goes.
My friend, let's make music together. I'll play the old while you sing me the new. In time, when your young days are over, there'll be someone sharing that time with you.
I've asked so many questions of the wise men I've met, couldn't find all the answers, no one has as yet.
And so my friend, let's make music together. I'll
that I'm an old fuck. And that's what I consider myself to be, an old fuck. Old fuck is a very special term. It's not like old man. Old man is different. Old man isn't really a time in your life or a period of years. It's an attitude. Old man is a point of view. It's a way of looking at things. Some guys are old men when they're in their 20s. You've met guys like that. They're just wired like old men. Not me. Not an old man and not an old fart. Because an old fart is kind of... What I am is an old fuck. It's kind of like a fat fuck. You know what I mean? Fat fuck, tall fuck, skinny fuck, short fuck. Old fuck. Who's the old fuck? That's Georgie. Georgie's the old fuck. In this respect, fuck is actually a synonym for the word fellow. But now that I'm an old fuck, I'm beginning to notice some advantages to putting on a few extra years. The first one is, you never have to carry anything heavy ever again. Everybody wants to help an old fuck. If you got a big suitcase or something like that, you know, you just kind of go like this a little bit. You say, yeah, could you help me with this? And yeah, hey, how far are you going? Indianapolis. He wants to help. Fuck him. Put him to work. Take advantage of people. Another nice thing about getting old is you can leave any social event early just by saying you're tired. Works great with family members. Just turn to the person next to you and say, geez, I'm getting tired, you know? Oh, you're tired? Come on, Grandpa's tired. Grandpa's going to bed. Someone else says, but it's 7:30 in the morning. There's always one asshole in the family. But the best thing about getting old is you're not responsible for remembering things anymore. Even important things. But it was your daughter's funeral. I forgot. You can even make believe you have Alzheimer's disease. That's a lot of fun. You look around the dining room table and you say, who are you people and where's my horse? Then you stare at your eldest son and say, Agnes, I haven't seen you since First Communion. Fucks them up. They don't know how to handle it. Takes them a week to get over that shit. And they start listening to you a lot more carefully from then on. So don't be afraid to get old. It's a great time of life. You get to take advantage of people, and you're not responsible for anything. You can even shit in your pants. They expect it. I haven't tried that yet, but I don't rule it out. I'm keeping my options open. Everything is on the table.
I don't like getting older, it doesn't seem quite fair. Your memory fades, you need a hearing aid, and you lose your hair. The young men get the women, but I don't give a damn. Cause it's something I get more often than any younger man. A colonoscopy. It's her such feelings so deep inside of me when I turn 53. A colonoscopy opened up a whole new world for me. A tiny TV camera, 4 feet inside of me. Some Valium in a very large sum, and some Vaseline. I don't have lots of courage, I know myself, no doubt. But my gastroenterologist knows me inside out. A colonoscopy. A colonoscopy. And for a modest fee, a colonoscopy.
when the doctor asks you to bend. It's a long, long tunnel, but I see the light at the end. Just a semicolon, not to be. And I saw the whole thing on TV. And it opened up.
I'm not afraid. so afraid of getting old.
Ooh. the night we burned the campus down. We have all these moments to remember. The protest march with speakers wise, the tear gas in our lungs and eyes. We have all these moments to some called our free speech reckless, short-sighted, too severe. But profanity we overused has echoed through the years. When former selves once rioted, as some change to Republican, we have all these moments to remember. We have all these moments to
what was I just singing about? Oh yeah,
remember.
This friend, I'm not gonna say who. She started off blonde and turned prematurely blue. But I won't color my hair. Heck, what for? If I do, I might not get the senior discount anymore. So it's okay, it's okay to get a little old and to go a little gray. Think of all the money that I save this way. It's okay to be gray. If I color my hair and make interesting shapes, then the carpet might not match the drapes. Yes, I'm gray in places that you never want to see. Let's just call it gray anatomy. Old-fashioned designers are going round the bend. They're trying to keep up with the latest trend. What's fresh? What's new? What screams today? 50 Shades of Gray. I still get together with my old gang. We used to hang out, now we just hang. If we take our clothes off and we walk about, well, maybe the kids will finally move out. Yep. So it's okay. It's okay to get a little old and to go a little gray. How can I miss them if they never go away? It's okay to be gray. Take us home.
I walked into church with my cane in my hand, and I found me a place in the pew. I shuffled a lot and I struggled a lot. That's something we older folks do. I put on my glasses and I opened the book and I struck into song with a crowd. I didn't sing pretty and I didn't sing bad, but oh boy, I sure did sing loud. Well, I'm having the time of my life. I'm having the time of my life. I've got a big grin all over my chin, 'cause I'm having the time of my life. The specialty singers arrived on the scene, and I knew we were in for a blast. They sat up their amps and their flickering lamps, and I wondered how long it would last. The music was good, but we stood and we stood. But I had a few tricks that I played. When the music got loud, I just stood up with the crowd and I turned my hearing aid down. Well, I'm having the time of my life. I'm having the time of my life. I've got a big grin all over my chin, 'cause I'm having the time of my life. The preacher was preaching in monotone voice. His eloquence flowed by the hour. So I took the time to survey all the crowd, and I counted every hat with a flower. The sermon was dull, so I slumped in my seat, 'cause I'd heard it since I was a pup. He thought we were captives to listen all day, but I found I could sleep sitting up. Well, I'm having the time of my life. I'm having the time of my life. I've got a big grin all over my chin, 'cause I'm having the time of my life.
Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. Mustard anymore. Once I kissed a millionaire, ran my fingers through his hair. The whole thing turned out pretty grim, 'cause none of his hair belonged to him. Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. A gent I know with a big sedan swore he was an army man. And he got dressed up fit to kill in the uniform he wore at the Bunker Hill. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. I entertained an actor I know. The moon was high and the lights were low. He said I'd like to play the scene, but it's time to drink my Ovaltine. Too old, too old. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's too old to cut the mustard anymore. It seems that every man you meet wants to sweep you off his feet. But gals, before you do submit, make him show his birth certificate. Too old, he's too old to cut the mustard anymore. He's getting he's too old to cut the mustard anymore.
I'm a jolly old fellow from way back in New England, where apples and peaches and pumpkins do grow, where the girls, they are handsome, the boys, they are likewise. The same I would have you to know. I came to your city, your sight for to see, the town and the great Union Square. I came for to ride in your next victory cars and to wink at your pretty garter. But I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. Old, but I'm awfully tough. And the gals, as you say, of their joys away. You're old, but you're awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I'm a jolly old fellow from way back in New England, a jolly old fellow you'll see. At playing your euchre, I'll give you the joker, and beat you now 5-3. A jolly old fellow, my age never mellowed, although I am near 73. Away with your croakers, but give me the joker, for a jolly old fellow you see. For I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. Old, but I'm awfully tough. And the bells, as you say, of the joy away. You're old, but you're awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. I'm old, but I'm awfully
okay, good evening, good afternoon, good morning. How are you? May I be the last to welcome you to 2019? I'm betting I'm just like you, that you hear a new year coming up and it just kind of starts the old creaking. You wake up on the 3rd of January and like, oh God, right? So I thought I'd tackle aging up here, because this is something I've been thinking about for like 40 years, okay? But I am aging, and to prove it, we started out with Happy Happy Birthday from the Arrogant Worms. Today, January 8th, 2019, is my 69th birthday. I'm speaking to you at about 3 in the afternoon, and I'm going to get this thing out of here too long. So maybe you'll hear it here tonight. So if you do, raise a glass for me, because it is honest to God my birthday. And I have a very good birthday, by the way. I have a lot of good people born this day. We had Elvis, we had David Bowie, of course. We had Shirley Bassey, Robbie Krieger, Soupy Sales, Larry Storch, Yvette Mimieux, the incredible Stephen Hawking, Bill Graham, and Bruce Sutter. In the major leagues. But it's not all sweetness and light. We also have R. Kelly. We also have Betsy DeVos. I am sickened. And we have Kim Jong-un. Thank you, Jesus. Anyway, we started with Happy Happy Birthday from the Arrogant Worms, I Know What It Is to Be Young from Bobby Vinton, along with, yes, George Burns, George Carlin, a few words getting in there about getting old. I don't like getting older, was Robert Klein. If you haven't had one of those yet, it's really not so bad, but it's coming, don't worry. Getting Old was Tim Steinfurt, When I Was Your Age, from Weird Al Yankovic. Loose Bruce Kerr, Moments to Remember. I don't remember any of them, but they said I was there. That's open to debate. It's Okay to Be Gray was Bowser and Blue. I always thought they were a little younger, but they're gray guys just like me. Hilton Griswold there singing the Senior Citizen song, which he makes a point to point out is by Ira Stamfill. whoever that is. I don't know. But anyway, I thought I'd give him a good plug because he's probably old enough to need it. Too Old to Cut the Mustard was Rosemary Clooney and Marlena Dietrich. You caught that, right? And then Laughing Cal Stewart. I'm old, but I'm awfully tough. And I'm KBC, and I'm old, and I'm still at it. How about you? Anyway, we got a few more here, and I'll be back to, if I can remember, you know, where I left my keys.
Assignment. Then he'll trade that minivan for a Harley Davidson and ride until his hemorrhoids cause him sorrow. Middle aging man, middle aging man. You used to take trips to Rio, now you spend your weekends at Home Depot. You have to wear arch supports now. You sit around in your boxer shorts now, 'cause they've taken away your sports car and given you a minivan.
If you mellowed out and got your head together, then somehow you misplaced it. If you meant to put an end to hate and war and poverty and prejudice and people who dress in too tight leather, but you spaced it. If your friends are grateful you're not dead, you're the only one on your ward who remembers what the Dormouse said. If you're all tied-eyed and starting to slide, I'd have to say you're a psychedelic relic lost in a purple haze. I can see it in your paisley eyes, a psychedelic relic like me. If you stop to wonder who you really are, and it takes you a minute, if you can't remember where you parked your car, and you're in it, if you tuned in, turned on, and your teeth dropped out, if I say yellow matter custard, semolina pilchard, sitting on a cornflake, crab a locker fish, and you can tell what the hell I'm talking about. 8 miles high, you wonder why you have to pee again. You're a psychedelic relic lost in a purple haze. I can
see it in your pasty eyes. A psychedelic relic like me. If you take a step outside your mind and you get locked out and left behind, stuck in a mental Mississippi, if you have yourself a real bad trip, and if you get busted in your hip, and now you're an artificial hippie. If you prefer hallucination to the nation as it is, you're a psychedelic relic. You're a psychedelic relic.
Quite right, see.
You're a psychedelic relic. Sing with me now.
You're a psychedelic relic.
One more time.
You're a psychedelic relic.
If your turn signals go left, right, and flashback, if you have to bring one of those inflatable donuts to the sit-in, if you painted the word further on your walker, if you wear your ear hair in ponytails, if you still believe in peace and love, you're a psychedelic relic like me.
Somebody set me up. Push me over by the window. Hey, nurse. Hello? Is there anybody out there? I'm pushing the button. I know the light's on. I can see it from here. I know you're out there. You can't leave me in here forever, you know. I'll learn how to crawl. I'll get out of this bed. Really starting to piss me off, you know, because I'm all alone in my bedroom. And I've lost my teeth and my hair. And the warm smell of Bengay's rising up in the air. And on the floor in my bedpan, I see a shimmering sight. They better flush it down the toilet quick. It's gonna stink all night. Boy, my tummy is rumbling. I hear the dinner bell. I just know they're gonna serve some of that pureed meatloaf from hell. Then they turn on the phono, and it started to play. But there's voices in my applesauce. I thought I heard them say, oh, welcome to the rest home, Arizona. It's such a sultry place. There's oatmeal on my face. There's nothing to do at the rest home, Arizona, except for sit and sweat all year. Man, it's really hot in here. Oh, the nurses here are real twisted. No, they don't put sheets on the bed. And if you complain about the way they cook, well, they smack you right in the head. Then they dance in the courtyard, dripping with sweat. Some dance the fandangos, and some dance the two-step. So I called up my doctor. I said, hey, bring me some pills. He said, I don't have time to do that now. I have a golf game at Rolling Hills. Oh, and still those voices are calling from my dinner plate. Listen to them now. They wake me up in the middle of the night. I hear my fruit cup say, it says, welcome to the rest home, Arizona. It's such a sultry place. There's pudding on my face. Somebody help me get this off of here. And they keep me locked up at the rest home, Arizona. Man, it's really hot in here. Hey, I sure could use a beer. Oh, I got Jell-O on a lettuce leaf. And look at this. J geritol on ice, and I just say, hey, once in a little while, you know, some solid food would be nice. Then they served up some tuna and a prune jubilee. Well, they mixed it up in a bowl with some mayonnaise, and they dumped it on my knee. What the hell is that? Last thing I remember, I was running for the bathroom door. I had to have a movement now, and I didn't want to mess up the floor. No. Relax, said the head nurse. We are trained to help ease. I said, hey, you can watch me anytime you like, but you can't watch me pee.
Doctor, I called. I think it's my heart. I don't know. I feel funny. What? I don't want to go to the rest home. I don't know about nobody there. Oh, the Joplin Memorial Rest Home for Aging Rock Stars? Hell, I got a lot of friends there. What? You ain't my one good ear. You know us old rock stars can't go worth a damn. What? You're going to give me shelter in the rest home in that helicopter there? What? Get in the helicopter? I got stones? Too much stones I've been listening to? Well, we're rocking in the rest home in the year 2030. Us old folks play the Rolling Stones because new stuff's too dirty. On Sundays are hymn books. Yeah, you should see. We sing, Jesus is just all right with me. Now it's old men on the block. Huey Lewis ain't no news. Black Sabbath got religion and they're sitting in their pews. Empty Hammer runs a rap group for senior citizen sport. Michael Jackson does wheelies and wheelchairs, raise money for senior sports. We're rocking in the rest home. Rockin' in the rest room in the year 2030. We use the old Fender amps and new stuff's too dirty. Techno pop, nuki rock, Lollapalooza. Hip hop, heavy metal, and slash to us, they're a loser. We're gathered in our wheelchairs, rocking to the music. Cause youth is only skin deep and we sure don't wanna lose it. See that lady in that wheelchair tapping with such ease? Little do they know it's really Parkinson's disease. We're rockin' in the rest home. We're rocking in the rest home. We're rocking in the rest home. Yeah. Rocking, rapping, rocking, rocking. We're rocking in the rest home in the year 2030. Cher's finally got chastity. She's no longer flirty. Madonna wrote a book called Incontinence. At first she only told her friends. Now her reputation is resting on depends. The Rolling Stones are gone and they gather no moss. Bruce Springsteen got a conservator. He's no longer the boss. Anthrax got a disease, but the cure filled the void. Now the butthole surfers come down with hemorrhoids. We're rocking in the rest home. Rocking in the rest home. We're rocking in the rest home. Rocking, rocking, rapping, rocking. Ozzy Osbourne, did you sneak into the kitchen again and bite off the chicken heads? And stop jumping on your bed or it'll be no drugs tonight. The toy? The toy?
Victoria, get out of the men's dorm right now. Janet Jackson, stop dancing like that. No more Rhythm Nation for you. It'll be another hip-hopperation. Tina, what are you drinking? Is that real coffee I smell? You're only supposed to have decaffeinated coffee. Where'd you get that? Don't you chuckle like that before I can get you. Oh, no, you drink the whole darn stuff. You know you're not supposed to have real coffee. Oh, no, slow down. Stop rocking so fast. Slow down. Slow down. Oh, my God. Call the nurse. No. Call the doctor. Slow down. Stop. Stop it, Tina. Oh, my God. Another one bites the dust.
I'm looking for my wallet and my car keys. Well, he can't have gone too far. And just as soon as I find my glasses, I'm sure I'll see just where they are. I'm supposed to meet someone for lunch today, but I can't remember where or who it is that I am meeting. It's in my organizer somewhere. I might have left it on the counter. Maybe outside in the car. Last time I remember driving was to that memory enhancement seminar. What's that far-off, distant ringing? And that strangely familiar tone? Must be the person I am meeting calling me on my brand-new cordless telephone. I might have left it under the covers, or maybe outside on the lawn. I've got just one more ring to go before my answering machine kicks on. Hi, this is Tom. Your call means a lot to me, so leave a message at the tone. And I'll do my best to try to remember to call you back when I get home.
Tom, this is Gwendolyn, and I'm trying not to cry. But I've been waiting here for over an hour. I thought you loved me. This is goodbye.
Well, the voice sounds familiar. And the name, it rings a bell. Let's see now, where was I? Oh, well.
Hi, I'm Red Butler with a public service message for you kids. Stay out of my yard. That's right, stay out of my yard. Keep your frisbees and softballs and soccer balls off my friggin' lawn and stay out of my yard. This has been Red Butler with a public service announcement for kids.
Well, it starts out with a look of wonder written on my face, followed by fear of something being out of place. With searching eyes, I look around for something I can't find. And I wonder just what it was that ever crossed my mind. Senior moments, brain farts. Try hard to remember, but the process never starts. Yeah, staring into space for me is usually how it starts. Senior moments, brain farts. Well, I was standing in the kitchen. I had opened up the fridge. I stood there for the longest moment, wondered why I did. I couldn't think of one good reason, so I finally shut the door. And I wondered what I put in there. Did I want some more? Senior long brain fart. I try hard to remember, but the process never starts. Yeah, it could have been some ice cream or those blueberry tarts. Senior moments, brain farts. Well, it happened at a Walmart store. I can't remember where or when. But I stood there like a zombie, wondering why I just walked in. The greeter said, "Hello, sir, what would you like to see?" But I had a senior moment, and they tried to hire me. That's how hard to remember, but the process never starts. I guess I look bewildered, standing there among the carts. Senior moment, raining. So I told my doctor that my short memory cells were on the blink. And I asked him, could he fix it? He said, maybe, let me think. Then he asked me how long I had this problem. Was it old or new? I looked at him and said, what problem? Who are you? Senior brain fart. I try hard to remember, but the process never starts. I get them by the dozen dots. Sometimes they're off the charts. Senior ball, brain fart. So I stopped in at the pharmacy to look for something new. I tried to fix this memory thing and my ED problem, too. But I got my Rogaine pills and my Viagra mixed up back at home. I had hair growing real thick, but Lord, it was way too stiff to comb. Yeah, mixing up those medicines ain't really very smart. Senior moment, brain fart.
Begin the weekend down. Baby, I'm getting old. My voice begin the weekend down. Well, I'll be your dog, baby. Ooh, well, well, please don't dog me right. I'm old now. Been taking care of you for 40 years. I am old now. Been taking care of you for 40 years. But since I've lost my health, you're always giving me hell. When you get up in the morning, you won't even down crack a smile. Well, when you get up in the morning, you won't even down crack a smile. Well, before I lost my health, you treated me like I was a baby child. Baby used to cook my breakfast and bring it to the bed. You used to cook my breakfast and bring it to the bed. Well, now since I lost my voice, ooh, baby, you say you wish I was dead. Baby, my heart has stopped beating, and my hand getting icy cold. Mm-hmm. My heart has stopped beating, my hand getting icy cold. Well, you know by that, baby, ooh, baby, that you have lost my soul.
I stepped out of the shower and I got a good look at myself. Hot-bellied, bald-headed, man, I thought of somebody else. I caught my reflection in the mirror on the back of the bathroom door. I just don't look good naked anymore. So I'm going back home and turn my bedroom mirror to the wall. I hung it there when I was trim and tall. I'd stand there and smile and flex and strut. Yeah, my arms got sore, but I just don't look good naked anymore. I used to go out with the girls, I loved them one and all. Now they don't even come close to me, afraid that I might fall.
It's your turn to catch him. No, I caught him last time.
I went to see my doctor for an annual medical exam. Standing there in the buff, suddenly he said, man. I said, what is it, doc? Some fatal disease? I need to know the score. He said, no, you just don't look good naked anymore. Dancing style, the folks said it was unique. Now it's only when we're back to back that we're dancing cheek to cheek. I went down to the new beach for some seaside fun. Stretched out in my birthday suit, soaking up the sun. Somebody yelled, there's an old white whale washed up on the shore. I just don't look good naked anymore.
You don't look good naked anymore.
And my arches fell, my waist went to hell, and my buddy's dragging the floor. I just don't look good naked anymore.
Man, he's very old, very wise, very bold. He has no children, but he has a wife. He's really living a long life. Old man, you're still living. Old man, you're still living. And you're still pushing on. He got married when he was 80 to a 65-year-old lady. Getting older, well, she is too. He's gone. gonna die, the doctor knew. Old man, you're gonna die. Old man, we're gonna cry. Old man, you're still pushing on. He died on Sunday. The time was 5. Everyone was sad, and they all had to cry. They buried him in the ground, and people came to see. Oh, they came from all around. Died. Oh man, we all cried. Oh man, we're still pushing on. Oh man, you're still living. Oh man, you're still living.
Shift my gears. Will you love me when my radiator's rusted? When my tail lights out, will you shed lots of tears? Will you love me when my battery needs recharging? When my spark plugs, they refuse to spark one speck? Oh, my darling, will you tire if my engine should backfire? Will you love me when my liver is a wreck?
So, we have reached that point in the show where it's time to say goodnight, almost. So, let me just read you the playlist first, and then we'll light some candles, we'll have some cake and some ice cream. Okay? You want some of that? That'd be cool. In case you missed it before, today, in actuality, is my 69th birthday. Today, January 8th of 2019. That's the day. I turned 69 today. So, I mean, you know, what do you think of in a birthday? You think about aging, right? So this is what we're getting. We started with Paul Aldrich. I don't know either, but there he was. Middle-aging man that was. He's got funny stuff out there. Same as Roy Zimmerman. Roy Zimmerman, that was Psychedelic Relic. I do apologize for the recording. It really was the best I could find. Rest Home Arizona was Rowdy and Sage, followed by Rockin' in the Rest Home was Pat Sojourner. I think those are both Dr. Demento things. Tom Rush after that, the Remember Song, or as some people like to call it, the Forget Song. You decide. I can't remember which one they said to use. We heard from Golf Brooks. Yeah, that's his name, Golf Brooks, and that was a Senior Moment song. Okay, the Getting Old Blues was Johnny Temple from 1939. That was a good year, 1939. I'm glad I missed it. Or I'd be dead now, you know, what the hell. I Just Don't Look Good Anymore was Ben Colder, who is, of course, Sheb Willie's evil twin. And then Ralph Lowe, An Old Man's Life. I was going to save that for the end piece of the show, but decided I'd bring it back a little earlier so I could actually apologize for it. Yeah, it really sucked. I'm so sorry. I can't believe I played that. Anyway. All right. Anyway, Water Over the Bridge now. Will You Love Me When My Flipper Is a Wreck was, of course, Homer and Jethro. And that's about it for this week. We'll be back next week with some sort of nonsense. I don't know. I've been really working on updating my catalogs. I try to avoid repeats. But that's just me. Anyway, I'll see you next week with a whole bunch of new stuff and a bunch of old stuff and a bunch of the same stuff that you probably don't know I had 30 years. Okay? How's that sound? It's a date. See you then. Oh, thanks for having me.
An old man come courting me, fal-la-la-loodle. An old man come courting me, hide-de-ry-down. An old man come courting me, all for to marry me. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. He has no faloodle, fal-la-la-loodle. He has no faloodle, the divil a one. He has no faloodle, he's lost his ding-doodle. It's maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. It's when that we went to church, fal-la-la-loodle. It's when that we went to church, hide-de-ry-down. It's when that we went to church, he left me in the lurch. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. It's when we were walking home, fal-la-la-loodle. It's when we were walking home, hide-de-ry-down. It's when we were walking home, he let me walk alone. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. It's when I had supper set, fal-la-la-loodle. It's when I had supper set, hide-de-ry-down. It's when I had supper set, divil a bite he could et. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. It's when that we went to bed, fal-la-la-loodle. It's when that we went to bed, hide-de-ry-down. It's when that we went to bed, he lay as if he were dead. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. I threw me leg over him, fal-la-la-loodle. I threw me leg over him, hide-de-ry-down. I threw me leg over him, I swore I would smother him. Maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. But he had no faloodle, fal-la-la-loodle. He had no faloodle, the divil a one. He had no faloodle, he'd lost his ding-doodle. It's maids, when you're young, never wed an old man. It's when he went fast asleep, fal-la-la-loodle. When he went fast asleep, hide-de-ry-down. It's when he went fast asleep, out of bed I did creep, and into the arms of a gallant young man.
I'm 64, so listen up, kids, many years from now. Will you then be paying for my managed care? Private nursing, a room I don't share. If I've dementia and we're playing cards, would you keep the score? Will you still visit, give me a physic, when I'm 94? You'll be older too, and with an extra room, I could live with you. I could spend hours staring at walls, wouldn't get in your way. Plop me in a rocker by the fireside, every morning clean my backside, fill my prescriptions, drive to the dock, hold open my door, pay my expenses, change my depenses when I'm 94. Every week we could seek dinner at Denny's after getting all fixed up. Help me primp and shave. Great, great grandchildren on my knee. I won't know their names. Send me an email, text to my cell, stating point of view. Indicate nicely if you return good deeds. You're sincerely a parent with needs. Help me with Medicare, fill out the forms. Yours forevermore. Will you still lift me, tuck me in, shift me when I'm 94?
I don't need your rocking chair, your Geritol or your Medicare. Well, I still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. I don't need your rocking chair. I ain't ready for the junkyard yet, 'cause I still feel like a new Corvette. It might take a little longer, but I'll get there. Well, I don't need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair. Your Geritol or your Medicare. I've still got neon in my veins. This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. Can't put this possum in a cage. My body's old, but it ain't impaired. Well, I don't need this rocking chair. Plan. You can keep your seat, I'm gonna stand. An Eskimo needs a Frigidaire, like I need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair.
You don't need your rocking chair.
The Geritol or your Medicare. I've still got neon in my veins.
Still got neon in my veins.
This gray hair don't mean a thing.
This gray hair don't mean a thing.
I do my rocking on the stage.
Oh, this rocking on the stage.
You can't put this possum in a cage.
Can't put this possum in a cage.
Yeah, my body's old, but it ain't impaired.
Well, you know it ain't impaired.
Well, I don't need your rocking chair.